there are seldom 60 seconds between the two. Whatever they see, whatever they hear, they tell. Many times a dead sea marries a babbling brook. That happens because when they are dating, it is a very attractive match. But 5 years after marriage, the babbling brook wakes up one morning and says, "We've been married 5 years and I don't know him." The dead sea is saying, "I know her too well. I wish she would stop the flow and give me a break." The good news is that dead seas can learn to talk, and babbling brooks can learn to listen. We are influenced by our personality, but not controlled by it. One way to learn new patterns is to establish a daily sharing time in which each of you talk about 3 things that happened to you that day and how you feel about them. I call it the minimum daily requirement for a healthy marriage. If you will start with the daily minimum, in a few weeks or months, you may find quality conversation flowing more freely between you. Quality activities. Quality activities may include anything in which one or both of you have an interest. The emphasis is not on what you are doing, but on why you are doing it. The purpose is to experience something together, to walk away from it feeling, "He cares about me. He was willing to do something with me that I enjoy, and he did it with a positive attitude." That is love, and for some people, it is love's loudest voice. One of the byproducts of quality activities is that they provide a memory bank from which to draw in the years ahead. Fortunate is the couple who remembers an early morning stroll along the coast, the spring they planted the flower garden, the time they got poison ivy chasing the rabbit through the woods. Those are memories of love, especially for the person whose primary love language is quality time. If your spouse's love language is quality time, take a walk together through the old neighborhood where one of you grew up. Ask questions about your spouse's childhood. Make a luncheon appointment with your spouse. Ask your spouse for a list of 5 activities that he would enjoy doing with you. Think of an activity your spouse enjoys, but which brings little pleasure to you. Chapter 4, Love Language Number 3, Receiving Gifts. A gift is something you can hold in your hand and say, "Look, he was thinking of me," or "She remembered me." You must be thinking of someone to give him a gift. The gift itself is a symbol of that thought. It doesn't matter whether it costs money. What is important is that you thought of him. And it is not the thought implanted only in the mind that counts, but the thought expressed in actually securing the gift and giving it as the expression of love. Gifts come in all sizes, colors, and shapes. Some are expensive.